And I praise Him and I bless Him for the day that He come to my house. It's been a joy to be here this week. I mean that with all my heart. I've enjoyed the atmosphere of worship and singing and easy preaching. I appreciate that. And if you have a Bible this evening, if you turn with us over into Matthew's Gospel, I'd like to start reading tonight in chapter number 8 of Matthew's Gospel. Chapter number 8. If you're glad you're saved, say amen tonight. The Lord's been good to us, and I'm grateful and ever indebted to His goodness. It's amazing to me that He'd get on a cross and die for us. I sure am glad that He did. Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 8. I want to start reading in verse number 14 for a text verse this evening. Preaching sometime, I guess, is a lot like flying in an airplane. You just need a place to take off at. You don't never know where you're going to land at. Amen. But I know where I'm supposed to take off at tonight. Matthew chapter number 8 and verse number 14. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her. She arose and ministered unto them. And when the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word. And I like this, said that he healed all that were sick. Can I say that again? And he healed all that were sick. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Now when Jesus saw great multitudes about Him, He gave commandment to depart unto the other side. Father, we love You tonight. We thank You for this time around the Word of God. Lord, You've helped us so this week, and I'm grateful to that. And Lord, I realize where that our help comes from tonight. Lord, I'm a needy preacher, and Lord, I pray that You would touch me tonight, and God, that You would let me be a blessing to Your people. If it be one here lost, I pray that You would draw them by Your hand of kindness and mercy. God, You would deal with their heart. There, no doubt there's many needs under the tabernacle this evening. Lord, realizing that You can see about all of our needs according to Your riches and glory. Help us now and preach us tonight. We'll be grateful to You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. I'm interested in verse 14. The Bible said, and when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever, and he touched her hand, and the fever left her. I'd like to preach on this simple subject this evening, on there's a doctor in the house. I'm glad the doctor is in tonight. We being the good Baptist folk we are, many times we forget about and we've got scared that Jesus is in the healing business. But I'm going to tell you, heaven's not out of business tonight. I'm glad that heaven is still open. Now, healing has never came by one man, but it's always came through the God-man. And I'm glad the Lord Jesus Christ is in tonight. Now, there are many doctors that you can see in this life. Matter of fact, I was in Louisiana not too long ago, and I began to hurt Brother David down under my shoulder blade. And so a doctor there in the church gave me a shot. It made me till I got back to Georgia, and then I went in to my doctor. And he said, well, now, Ken, you're facing something that I don't know nothing about. I'm going to send you down the street to the other doctor. I got down there, and he was a spine surgeon, and he looked at me, and he said, well, you know, said, that doctor sent you here and that and sent you there, and I think that I can cut on you and fix you. And you say, well, what are you talking about? Well, I'm glad tonight that I don't have to go down the road to find another doctor. I'm glad the doctor's in, and he specializes in everybody's case tonight. Used to, you could find one man that could build a house, but now you go through about 15 different people to get the house built. Well, so it is in the day and hour in the doctor business. Everybody just specializes in one thing. But, honey, Dr. Jesus, he can take every case in the house tonight because he specializes in whatever's wrong. You say, well, preacher, if you got a Bible to back all of that up? If I didn't have a Bible to back it up, I wouldn't be talking about it. Amen. And that way, if somebody calls your hand, you ain't got to apologize about what you preach. Matter of fact, you ought to not get mad at your preacher if he's preaching to you from the Bible. He didn't write the Bible. He just reads out of it real loud. Somebody say amen right there. And so we find there is a doctor in the house. I want to say, first of all, in Luke's gospel, chapter number 13, you'll notice that he specializes in back problems. In Luke chapter number 13, I'm glad that the doctor's in tonight can handle your back problem. Now in Luke 13, you'll notice in verse number 10, the Bible said, and he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, woman, thou art loose from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. I'm glad we got a doctor that can straighten me and you out tonight. Now, there's a lot of fellas trying to straighten a lot of people out, but I've noticed this, there's only one great physician that could straighten me out. Amen. I was raised right, and I was brought up right, and I thank the Lord for that kind of heritage tonight. But I noticed this when I got out of sight of Mom and Daddy, I began to do what I wanted to do. But honey, in 1981, the great physician was down at the church that I went to, and he dealt with my sins and convicted me and convinced me. And then I stepped out in faith, and he converted me, and now he lives in it. And he corrects me, and I don't need the FBI to follow me around. The Holy Ghost lives in me, and he keeps me straightened out. Now, that's just like the devil. You'll notice that she had this great infirmity, and she come to church all bowed over, looking down at all of her trouble. That's just like the devil would have us to come into camp meeting tonight looking down and bent over with all of our trouble. But I sure am glad I read in my Bible where he said, lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. Honey, it ain't no time to be a looking down, but it is time to be a looking ahead and a looking forward. The Bible said any man that puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. It don't mean that he loses his salvation, but he means if you're going somewhere with God, you don't need to be looking back. I'm glad God can straighten out every one of your problems tonight. Some of you in your church, you walk in and say, they need to be straightened out, and I'm going to straighten them out. Some of you done give them a piece of your mind, and you ain't got no mind left yourself. Somebody say amen. It takes the
God of glory to straighten out everybody in the house tonight. You say, preacher, what about this great physician? I'm glad he can straighten things out, and I'm glad he can straighten things up tonight. Matter of fact, there's not an altar nowhere that God can't find you at where he can't straighten you out. Amen. God can straighten things up. Amen. Wouldn't it be a blessing if they brought him in the White House and let a man get to preaching out of the Bible and telling them that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father except by him. Honey, all roads don't lead to heaven tonight. There's still one way to the gate, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, I'm glad the doctor's in tonight. Matter of fact, I ain't got no skeletons in my closet. I'm not scared if I open a door and one jumps out and hollers boo. You say, why? Because God straightened out all my back problems. You say, where's your sin? They're under the blood of Calvary tonight. I'm glad the blood of Jesus can wash you clean. I don't care what you've done or how long you've been doing it. The blood of Jesus can handle all of your back problems tonight. Somebody said, well, I did way too much and the Lord can't forgive me of it. Oh, honey, the blood of Jesus can get us all straightened out tonight. Wouldn't that be a blessing if we quit trying to straighten each other out and just let the good Holy Ghost straighten us all out? Amen. He knows both sides of the story. You see, it's your side and their side. And somewhere between it all, there's the truth. And God knows the truth. Somebody say amen. Hey, preachers, the older I get, the more I realize I just need to be quiet and let the Lord straighten it all out. Amen. He's going to have the last say so. The Bible said, judge not that you be not judged. Be careful to give your opinion. Amen. Our opinion may be wrong, but I'm glad there's a God in heaven that can straighten everything out tonight. It ain't going to come from the Pope. Somebody say amen right there. I was going to try my best not to get on him, but I feel at home tonight. They'll roll out the red carpet for him. But honey, the Pope ain't got the solution for America. All he's got is a little old social gospel. Jesus said it's a narrow way to the gate tonight, and few be there that find it. Amen. You better be careful with folks that's clothed in sheep clothing and inside they're ravening wolves. Amen. If they ain't a preaching it right, turn them off the radio. Amen. If they ain't preaching right, don't see what they're saying. Tune them out and turn them off. But the Lord Jesus Christ, he could change America tonight. He could straighten it all out. I know a lot of y'all are Trump fans. Amen. He sort of tickles me. Them politicians don't know what in the world to do with him. You say, well, now come on, help me preach tonight. I say this and I want to say it real loud. I don't know who in the world that's going to be elected, but I know one sitting on the throne that can straighten her all out tonight. And it's not going to be one man, and it's not going to be one woman, but it will be the God man that can straighten everything. Matter of fact, sir, he can straighten you out tonight. My mama used to tell me, she'd say, now, them britches got a little big on you. I'm fixing to put some darts in them. Some of y'all didn't come up with a country mama like that, but if your britches got too big, she went to put some darts in them, amen, so they'd fit right. I'm going to say, America, the britches has got too big, and God's a putting some darts in them tonight. Boy, God can straighten it out, can't he? Isn't it amazing what the Lord will do if you just turn it over to the Lord? I want to tell y'all this that an 83-year-old pastor told me the other day in a preacher's meet. He got up and, man, the house is full of preachers. He said, as a young preacher, he said, I got my first church. He said, there's about 12 or 14 deacons sitting on the board. Somebody say, uh-oh, right there, amen. Come on now, help me preach a while tonight. He said, boy, what one of them was doing in the church house, it was really bothering me. And he said, you know, I know if I said something about it, they're all going to run me off. Amen. He said, I tell you what I decided to do. Just get over in my prayer closet and go to praying. And let God handle the situation. Preacher, I'd love to give you some good sound advice tonight. Heaven's still open and God knows the issues. And God can straighten anything out tonight. And Brother Rick, every time I've tried to straighten it out, it'd blow up in my face like a black cat firecracker. Somebody say amen right there. But he said, I begin to pray. He said, that chairman of deacons at the deacons meeting, said, he said, Pastor, if I may, I'd like to say something to all the other deacons tonight. He said, that I've been doing around this church house is a bothering me, and I believe it's a bothering God. He said, about that time, the other man on the end of the table said, you know, the Holy Ghost been dealing with me about what we're doing around here, and I think it's wrong. He said, the third one stood up, and he said, Pastor, he said, I know you're young, but God's been in business a long time. He showed me what I'm doing wrong, and I'm sorry for it. We're going to change some things around here. I come to tell it out, there's a God in heaven that can straighten out every situation in the building. And we'd realize we're not big enough hard, but there's a God in heaven. It's His church and it's His sheep tonight. And God is still around. I'm glad God's still in charge. And God is still worthy of all of our praise. God can straighten out your young'uns. He can straighten out your husband. He can straighten out your life. There's nothing that the good God of glory can't do tonight. And I'm glad He straightened me out one day. Amen. I was in the bass club when I got saved. I was going to be a guide on West Point late. I've noticed this. When you're young, you better write all your plans down in a pencil. God saved me. We had our annual fish fry. God had just saved me real good. I didn't have a profession. Honey, God moved in me and rearranged my whole heart. And I can't tell you about everything, but all I know, do this, is I was sitting on the third row that Sunday morning, and the old man of God that come around and witnessed to me that Saturday, I sure am glad that the Holy Ghost come by to straighten me out. Amen. I'm not proud of what I was doing, but I'm glad of what I'm doing tonight. Amen. I got around the wrong crowd. I began to smoke their weed and drank out of their bottle. There I was on a Saturday morning minding my own business, and God had something else in mind. I was in the living room. Hey, brother, I was rolling me up another for a Saturday morning tradition. I'd smoked the devil's potion. I'd come back down, and there all my troubles was. I'll never forget that Saturday morning. I'd been to a little Baptist church. I'd heard an old man of God preach. He scared men to death. I'd never seen a man look like he was mad one minute and glad the next. Somebody say amen right there. I looked out of the building in that little single wide trailer. I heard the gravel go to rustling. I looked, and there come that old preacher that been up that I didn't understand. The Germans had shot his legs out from under him down in the war and left him as dead. He said, the Germans come by, put the gun to his ear. He said, I played dead. I know why God let him live now. There was a little boy that was lost and undone and on his way to hell, and God let him come by and tell me the glorious gospel that straighten me out that day, glory to God. As in that living room, as a rolling me one up, done had my bag out, and I looked and I said, oh no, there's that preacher. What am I going to do with this? I had one of them old Noga hide couches. Anybody remember them things? Amen. They'd burn you up in the summer and freeze you to death in the winter. All I know to do, Brother Jeff, is grab the quickest hiding place I had. I grabbed up that old couch cushion, throwed that bag of weed under there and put it down. And that old man of God come right in my house, sat right down on top of my devil and told me about the dearest friend that I've ever had. I say, well, glory, I'm glad God come where I was and straightened me out one day. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yes. Glad there's a doctor in the house.
Amen. Amen, preacher. Yeah.
He looked at me, and I'd never had a man ask me this question. Are you saved? And I lied like the devil. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And the Holy Ghost was a pouring Holy Ghost gas down my neck the whole time. And boy, I sure am glad that day he walked out of that little trailer and God stayed. I went to the bed that night. I realized what Isaiah the prophet said. He said, your bed become narrow and your cover got short. I'm glad the God of glory laid down with me that night. Whoop, whoop, hallelujah. I'm glad everybody tried to strike me out, but God come by, the great physician, and straightened me out that week. I was so under Holy Ghost conviction. I was sitting on the third pew. Now, I'll be honest with you, I was going to a Baptist church. If somebody would have shouted, the building would have fell. Somebody say amen. Boy, I was scared to death. That old man preached. I remember that Sunday morning. He said, if you hear lost and you'd come to Jesus, he'd take care of you. And friend, when my foot did that, my world changed. Nobody got the Roman road and tried to tell me how to get to Rome. Hallelujah. They told me how to get to glory. Just call upon the Lord and he'll save you tonight. I want to get back over there to that fish fry at the Bass Club. I'd been a fishing with them boys, doing everything they was doing. They got real quiet. I'd been saved maybe 4 or 5 days. My wife is with me, and I love it when my heart goes to pounding. Amen. All of a sudden, I said, hey, y'all, can I say something? I told him the Lord Jesus Christ come down to where I was and save me. And I wasn't sure of everything, what had happened, but all I knowed was my back problems was all handled. I come to tell you tonight, I'm glad there's a God of glory. Everything I done wrong. Brother, I don't know you, but I like the way you pray. We're all wicked. And without Christ Jesus, hell will be our home. But I'm glad in him, glory to God, we're safe as a newborn child. I'm glad I'm in Christ Jesus, safe, settled, and soon to go to his world. And I say, hallelujah, thank you for saving me. One God, well, glory, has God done anything for anybody? I'm glad he's still saving. Oh, sinners, glory to God. I'm glad, hallelujah, there's a doctor in the house tonight. Bless your name. Bless your name. You didn't even come around where I was. Oh, I bless you. I magnify you. Help me. Teach me, Lord. Oh, God, teach me how to live for you. Teach me how to preach for you. Lord, I thank you for saving me. What glorious. Whoop, hallelujah. I was on my way to hell. God sent his son to me. Oh, I love him tonight. Oh, what a friend. Alack the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. There's not a sinner that he can't save. Well, glory. I'm glad tonight that the doctor's in and he can straighten out everything that's wrong tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Lord. Oh, he's so good to us. Where would we be if the doctor wasn't in? I was coming over to eat with Brother Rick and Brother David this evening. I come by one of them new emergency room setups, and it said, now taking new patients. I said, I'm glad our Lord ain't just now taking new patients. I'm glad he's been taking patients a long time. I sure am glad. Well, you'll notice this. When he walked in the house and he touched Peter's mother-in-law, let me know right there, Peter wasn't a pope. He'd done been married. Somebody say amen right there. It'd help them boys. They'd get him a good Holy Ghost wife anyhow. Come on now. Wouldn't that be bad? Nobody didn't know how to make lard biscuits. Somebody say amen right there. Whew, I'm glad God come by tonight. I was a dreading this, but I'm enjoying it right now. I'm glad he can handle a back problem. Now you'll notice over in Mark's gospel, now he's good at straightening things out. You'll notice in John chapter number 9, not only can he handle a back problem, but this doctor can handle a blind problem. John's Gospel, chapter number 9. I love what happened in this story. I love the Bible. It's amazing what we find if we get in there and read in it. John chapter 9, verse 1, and Jesus passed by. He saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he is born blind? Jesus answered, neither hath the man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. He said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Now watch this. Oh, glory. I know where my point's going and y'all don't. He said when he had thus spoken, he spit on the ground and he made clay a spittle and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said to him, go and wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way therefore and washed and came seeing. Now watch this. The Lord spit on the ground. And he reached down there and he got clay. And that would offend some of y'all. But let me tell you, by the grace of God, if he had just spit our way, we sure would be blessed tonight. Watch this. When he spit on the ground, he reached and he made him a little mud ball. And he rubbed it in that old boy's eyes. I've noticed this. Anything that comes out of the mouth of Jesus will open your eyes.
Amen.
Yeah, man. We need the Word of God to open our eyes. If the Lord would just speak a word to us, it would open our blinded eyes. Anything, anywhere in that Bible, it's God breathed and it's God spoke. And any place you turn in, it would be good tonight. He come out of his mouth and it opened his eyes. And I tell you, when I got a belly full, it was when the Lord rubbed my face and what I'd been a-doing. He showed me how dirty I was.
Yes,
and how bad I was.
Yes,
and my little baptism wasn't going to get me to glory. But every word out of his mouth was going to open my eyes. And when he put in my eyes what I'd been doing, I started seeing.
Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah.
And this is amazing about being saved. The longer you get saved, the more you go to seeing. He went over there to the Pool of Siloam. I want to ask y'all something. How'd he find that water? Boy, I'm glad when the Holy Ghost make you thirsty, you can find the water. Amen. We trying to lead people to drink, but they ain't thirsty. But boy, if God would get people thirsty tonight, it's amazing how we'd find the water. Amen. I hear people say this, I'm going to leave the church. I just ain't getting fed.
Yeah.
Put your head in the trough. Just put your head in the trough. I'm glad he can handle blind pop. And for sake of time, I got to get on. But you'll notice there's a crowd around there saying, now, I'm not sure this boy is born like that. They thought it's rigged. It was rigged. The Lord of glory, it's seen him a long time, Brother David. Aren't you glad the Lord knows where we all are tonight? And the Word of God still opening eyes all across America. Somebody said, old time religion is dying and you can't build a church with it. I know some boys still trying tonight. Thank God, old time religion still right tonight, friend. There's a doctor in the house. I want to say he can handle a back problem. He can handle a blind problem. They run to his mom and daddy and said, we want to know something. Was this your boy that was born blind? Is he really seeing? They said, he is of age. Go ask him. This is what he said. They said, They said, who's this man that touched you? The Bible said, he said, he's a prophet. This is what he said. Whether he be a sinner, I don't know much about this yet. But he said, all I know, I once was blind. But now I see. First time I got saved, I didn't know a lot of doctrine. Matter of fact, I've heard some I wished I'd never heard. Somebody say amen right there. But let me give you some good Bible doctrine. Jesus was the God-man. He was born of a virgin in a lowly stable. He died on an old rugged cross, but he didn't stay dead. On the third day, he got up. And he sits on the right-hand side of God tonight making intercession for sinners. There's one man between God and men, the God-man. Hallelujah. I'm glad he paid a ransom for all tonight. And I come to tell you before I leave, what he does well.
Amen.
Y'all believe there's a doctor in the house? He can handle a back problem. He can handle a blind problem. But you'll notice this tonight in Mark chapter number 5. He can handle a blood problem. Now he found a woman that had an issue. I'm glad the Lord can handle all of our issues tonight. In Mark 5:25, a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years. Look what it says, and suffered many things of many physicians, had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind him and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Let me tell you, if you can just touch something around Jesus tonight, it'll help you. I'm glad where I go into church, there's still an old red back hymnal around singing, oh, how I love Jesus and victory in Jesus and nothing but the blood of Jesus. I've noticed if you run touch an altar or touch a Bible or touch a brother and sister filled with the Holy Ghost, something that's just close to Jesus can help you tonight. I love what the Bible said. She changed doctors. Said she'd suffered many things of many physicians. Boy, I can allude to that statement. I've been through more tests the last 4 years than I did the whole 12 years I went to school. But there's tests in the doctor's office, and I don't like them, amen? Folks tickle me that I pastor. I'd got to hurting, and the surgeon come out and said, now the only way I can fix you is to cut you. Said, we got to go in there and take that disc out, put a titanium plate and a screw in your neck. I said, what? Yeah. And I went to church, preacher, and I told them good Baptists that loved me so, I said, now, listen, I got to have an operation next Thursday. I'll be out a week or two, and I want y'all to pray for me. I love what they said at the back door of the church when they're shaking hands with me. This is what they say. They say, now, preacher, don't you worry. Now, that's just minor surgery now.
Yeah.
Y'all know the difference in minor surgery and major surgery. Minor surgery is when somebody else is having it. Major surgery when you having it. Somebody help me preach a while tonight. I said, well, if it's so minor, y'all come lay down there and take one for the team. Amen. Nothing to it. Suffered many things. Many physicians. I'd got to hurting again, and they took and done a nerve study on me. I said, Lord, I'll blow that machine up. I've been preaching nearly 30 years. I'm a bundle of nerves. They put fish hooks in me, and then they hooked an electric machine to me. And he said, you like electricity? I said, are you crazy? Do I like electricity? No, we had electric fences on the farm. You ever seen an old cow hit with a prod and stick with about 12 of them big single A, big Rayovac D batteries in there? What it does to it gets them up in the cattle trailer. He turned that thing on me and I'd kick and I'd scream like a girl. I'd scream. He said, boy, you don't like electricity. I said, I don't even want to be around no electricity. He said, let's see how you're going to do these needles. He got to put in them needles. I got to scream in again. I just don't like pain. Somebody help me tonight.
Amen.
I told Brother Rick and Brother David. Then they went and they shot me in the back of the spine. And the Lord knows the truth. Now, they laid me on a flat table. And I knowed something was wrong when there's a strap of them dog collars around my ankles. And they said, now after we shoot you with this die, said, we're going to turn you up on your head. I said, y'all going to do what? Said, now you're going to have a headache. That was a mild statement. When they punched through that flesh,
turned me upside down. I told Brother Rick and them, Saddam Hussein wouldn't even have that in his torture camp. Somebody say amen right there. Suffered many things of many physicians. You may be tired of trying every doctor in town, but I know one can take your case tonight. I get so tired of everybody saying they can do this and do that. There's only one that can handle our blood issue tonight. Boy, he took her case. He didn't send her down the hall, said, I can't deal with the blood problem. He said, come here, I'll take your case. Aren't you glad we've got one tonight? I mean, really. There's no doubt, as this man prayed tonight, he touched me praying. This is what he said, and I believe what he prayed tonight. There are some of the greatest people in America on this tabernacle. And there's no doubt in my mind. I want to ask y'all something tonight. Has God done anything for y'all? There's nothing he can't handle. You see, the doctor's in tonight. He can handle a back problem. I'm glad all my back problems are handled. Oh, I still hurt a little bit, but everything behind me is gone. He's fixed a blind problem. He can make you see anything come out of his mouth can open your eyes tonight. Wouldn't that be a blessing? If God would give you a word and open your eyes tonight, then he can handle a blood problem. And then I found this in the Bible in Mark chapter number 5. He can even, and don't laugh because it's so, he can handle a brain problem. Mark 5, he met the demoniac of Gadara. The Bible said no man could tame him. He's crazy. But Jesus got off board and walked up. Turned all them devils into them hogs and drowned them in the sea. And they found him clothed, sitting in his right mind. This is what he said. I want to tell y'all now before I leave. He said, Lord, I sure do want to pack up and go with you. He said, no. He said, done. This is what I try to do in my life. At the gas pump, at Kroger. At the golf course, at the deer standing where I go, it rings in my heart what he told Legion. He said, go home. Matter of fact, as soon as you get saved, it ought to show up back home. Somebody say amen. And he said, go tell your friends what great things Jesus has done for you. Well, God's done a lot for me. My dad-in-law, one of the greatest men I've ever met, old-fashioned man. Laid brick, block all his life, worked hard. It's all he ever knew, just work. He found out when I first moved to Georgia and met his daughter and married that I was with the wrong crowd. I didn't want to be, but I was. He found out what I was doing, Brother Jeff, and this is what he said. Send him back where you got him. He's no good. And he's partially right. I was no good. But he missed something. There was a doctor in town that took my case. The other day I took him to the Veterans Hospital. You know what he said? He said, Ken, I want to thank you for how good you've been to me. I said, I want to thank you how good you've been to me. There's a doctor in tonight. He can handle anything. And I want to say lastly, I found in the Bible, in the sermon tonight, he can handle a burn problem. You'll notice what happened in Matthew 17:14. If our sisters have come to the instruments tonight, I appreciate your kindness this week and your cooperation. You've really been a blessing to us, and we're grateful for that. Matthew 17:14, the doctor was in.
And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him, saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he's a lunatic. He's sore vexed. And oft times he falleth in the fire and off into the water. And I brought him to your disciples, and they could not cure him. And Jesus answered and said, O faithless and pervert generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. You say, preacher, what you thought on that? He can cure a burn problem tonight. I sure am glad I'm going to heaven and not to a devil's hell. And you know, I was thinking before I got over here, Brother David, and I mean this with all of my heart. I feel like the Spirit of God just sort of spoke to my heart and said, Ken, there's nothing I can't handle if you just trust me with it. Could I encourage you to do something on a Thursday night? I wonder, would you come to him and say, Lord, I've got a difficult case. Lord, I've tried many things of everything, but I sure do need you to help me. As our sisters play tonight, I'd like to open up this altar, and whatever you need, would you come? Would you come ask the Lord to help you with whatever you're struggling with this evening? Whatever you need in your life. Maybe your children are struggling this evening. I want to tell you, the doctor's in. He's not out of business. God can do anything. Anything. He'll take any case that comes before him tonight. You may be here lost and undone without the Lord Jesus. This Bible said that He died for you, and He loves you, and He cares for you. And if you would call on Him by faith, He would do something for you personally tonight. Surely in a crowd this size this evening, somebody needs Him to handle a case. Somebody needs Him to speak a word to the situation. I want to tell you that the Lord does love you. And I don't care where you've been or how long you've been there, the blood of Jesus can wash you clean tonight. And He cares. He's the cure. He can do it for you tonight. But you're going to have to come to Him as many of these did. Many, just as the grace of God, He came Himself upon them. I sure am glad He came to me. But I believe it will require faith of me and you to go places with God. You're going to have to trust Him with what you have a need of tonight. He cares. Ma'am, He loves you tonight. Sir, He cares about you. Won't you trust Him tonight? Young person, if you've never been saved, it'd be a good night to come to the cross. The Lord loves you so much, He sent His Son to die in your place. If you trust Him through faith, He said He would save you. Would you come tonight? Ma'am, sir, what you need? There's a God that not only cares, but there's a God that can. He can deliver. I'm glad He's in business tonight.